We're not trained in animal CPR, but instinctively, we apply the same basic principle.
Upon arriving, we saw black smoke coming out from the unit doors. And at the point of time, my crew went to knock on the door, try to see whether there's anybody responding to the incident. So nobody responded to the door, the knocking of the doors from the inside. And then I got my guys to pitch a ladder at the service yard window. So they managed to open the window, but the grills was locked. And there's still black smoke coming out. I give instructions to immediately ask them to do forcible entry. I was holding my thermal imager. We were walking around the unit, finding the seat of fire. But upon finding a seat of fire, we actually see a lot of cats on the floor. So upon seeing the cats on the floor, we immediately pick it up and brought it out to the triage area. Yeah. So my guys actually went to assist me in that, and then we did a relay system, like a human chain, from the unit itself all the way to the staircase landing. Yeah. It's really very sad to see so many cats on the floor. Not even moving much. They're all slumping on the floor and like a bit motionless. So we immediately got our my crew to actually bring it out. Yeah, and we tried what we can to save them.
It wasn't a pleasant sight, lah. So after firefighting, then there was another lane out to the door. So I took that path. Then there was a couple of cats littered around the place. So I just carried them. I just picked them up. Yes, and hug them. They weren't really big size, so it was quite manageable for me.
There were three cats that require our intervention. So they were not breathing, there were no pulse. So the three EMTs at the so-called first aid point at the landing, staircase landing, tried to revive them. We're not trained in animal CPR, but instinctively, we applied the same basic principle of CPR to these animals, which is to apply compression at the heart area in order to maintain blood circulation so that the brain won't be deprived of oxygen. Subsequently, we brought out three EMT bags from which we utilized three O2 tanks, and then using the face mask, medical face mask, we gave the cats oxygen therapy.
Because they are freshly evacuated from a condition like this, and then there was soot coming out from their mouth, so I feel the need to actually give them fresh air.
Despite our best effort to conduct CPR on that one cat, after a significant amount of time, we feel that the cat wasn't resuscitated, and then we have to give our attention to other cats as well. So that's where we lay the cat to another area.
After the social media content was released, we didn't expect such reaction. Yeah. So on the day itself, our priority is to actually extinguish fire and save life and property. Yeah. So on the day, we do what we can. We did our best. I think all the crew put in whatever they can. A few days ago, I did a check-in with the unit owner, and the unit owner told me that most of our cats are doing well, except some that require medical attention still. Yeah. So we are actually very happy that they are doing well, that the cats are doing well.